Just say, let's use the boat.
Let's use the boat, uh-huh. And did you ever play horseshoes
very much? Oh, yes.
And did you ever hear those called quoits or quoits?
No.
Or just horseshoes? Your father had his own shop, right?
Yes.
Blacksmith shop. So you did your own...
Horseshoeing. Sharpening plows. And
I see. Would you tell me what you remember about shoeing a horse? How it was done?
Well, I know it's awful hard work. You'd have to set up the horseshoe. You'd have to heat it and shape it to fit the hoof. And the holes for the nail were there, but they weren't just small holes. They weren't big enough for the nail, so you'd have to take the horseshoe punch and fix those to where the nails would fit. Mm-hmm. And then take the drawing knife or and trim the horse's hoof, get it down level, and nail your shoe to it. Of course, the nail had to be turned a certain way to make it go out of the hoof instead of going in the way the nail was built. And
how would you drive it?
Drive it with a hammer.
I see.
Almost not completely up until you got it out of the hoof, and then you'd twist that nail off and take a piece of metal and hold against the end of that and then drive your nail on up so that it'd turn that nail out, and then you'd turn it down and bread it so it wouldn't, the nail couldn't come out.
Is that right? I never knew that.
It's quite a task.
Yeah, in other words, the nail would go up and out.
Yes.
And then sort of turned over once
yes.
it came out the hook.
Mm-hmm.
I see. what happened if you missed the hoof?
Well, you couldn't miss the hoof with the nail because your shoe just fit the outer edge of the hoof. But if you didn't watch what you're doing, you could turn that nail was beveled on one side so that it would, you know, keep
sure.
going so it'd go out. You turn it the other way and it went right into the quick in the hoof.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd had a horse going around and around.
With you with it, huh? did you play ball games very much?
Yes, we played ball at school a lot, and then quite often on Sunday afternoons they'd gather up at a certain place and have a game.
Baseball?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You ever have football? Or?
No.
No. But was basketball a woman's game? Or
no, we didn't have any basketball until around in this area until I was nearly grown.
did you have a name for a child who would be playing and you did something wrong and he would go tell your parents? Did you have a name for him?
Crybaby or Tattletale.
If you played hide and seek or something like that, what did you call the place that was safe?
That's home base.
And if you played, say, hide and seek and hid behind a bush and you got down, what did you call that, getting down? Say, let's what behind this bush?
Oh, just hide.
But I mean, if you not only hid, but you had to get down.
Yeah.
What I'm wondering is, did you ever say hunker down or?
Well, not exactly for that, but anytime we did be down like that, we were hunkering down.
Was this part of the leg, hunker? Is that your hunker, the thigh, or?
I don't remember that we ever referred to it.
I see.